This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, July 20th. Well, a fairly quiet day in the cattle complex yesterday, following a sharp day higher on Wednesday, which propelled markets above this trading range high. So the technical picture looks quite strong, at least for live cattle and feeders, obviously, but feeders are quickly approaching some major resistance levels. We'll see what we can do with them there. But the cash trade's been very quiet, which gives the feedlots a lot of confidence that they're going to have a great deal of leverage over the packers. Packer margins are profitable, quite profitable in fact, and very light cash sales last week by the packer. So either A, they see demand slowing, or B, they're just painting themselves into a corner. Feedlots feel it's the latter, so they've sharply increased their offers, and it looks like they're holding strong late in the week. Now, I got a couple reports out this week. We've got the cattle and feed report out. We got the semi-annual inventory report. Likely the packers are going to wait until those reports are behind us before they do much activity, which is typical for most of the cash trade to take place on Friday afternoon anyway. The box beef values were just slightly weaker yesterday. Choice down 31 cents at 204. Select down 17 cents at 197. The spread is at 757, movement 166 loads. Pretty healthy movement as far as box beef trade goes. So again, the packer profits are very strong, and it's, you know, it doesn't seem logical that they would back away from that unless they see something on the horizon. So we'll see how this plays out, but clearly with the board moving higher, the expectation is that the packers will pay up. Feedlots are digging in their heels. They think that they've got a great deal of leverage on the packers. So we'll see what happens. We'll get these cattle and feed report out. The trade is looking for about a 4% increase in on-feed numbers as of July 1st over last year. Placements during June to be about 1% higher than last year, and marketings to be about 1% higher than last year. In the inventory report, we're looking for all cattle and calves. The estimate is 1% higher than last year. Cows and heifers that have calved also at 1% higher. Beef cows 1% higher, and the calf crop at 2% higher. So clearly the trade expects to see a continuation of herd expansion, albeit not at the pace that we saw over the last few years, but certainly continuing in an upward trajectory there. There's enthusiasm that demand has been quite strong and that it supported prices, especially when you look at that second quarter when we expected to really see the markets fall apart. The board anticipated that, and we just didn't see it in the cash. There was a lot of cattle pulled forward that kind of eliminated that marketing glut, if you will. So we worked through the second quarter pretty painlessly, and the third quarter we expected to still see some fairly high volume, and we have actually. Beef production has been quite high. The box beef movement has stayed relatively high, but obviously demand has been there to absorb it. The questions would be trade wars starting to nip away at the health of the economy, or something else that comes out of left field, and we certainly don't need any of that. But for now, demand seems to be hanging in there quite strong. The economy is healthy. That certainly gives a bullish enthusiasm to the market. And again, you know, from a short-term perspective, it seems like the packers are certainly going to have to come to the table here to get some supply around them. So we'll see what develops, but that what we see, again, I expect that the packers will wait till the reports are behind us before we see a direction in cash trade. But clearly the feedlots feel that they're going to win this round. It technically looks good. You know, the market has held together quite well. We haven't seen that seasonal decline really develop yet. I was looking for the markets to kind of work their way lower to test the trading range lows into early to mid-August. That does not appear to be happening. We might get a bit of a pullback just to give a nod to the seasonals, but the upper trajectory is certainly intact, and we're breaking above notable resistance levels on both the lives, and the feeders have continued to put in higher highs. They are quickly approaching more major resistance levels, at least on the front month August. So for now, that wraps up the beef commentary. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.